Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new season of the Gold Diggers podcast. Woo! Yay! Listen, we are going to try our best to keep it as short and as detailed as possible for you guys. It's a new season. It's a kind of new setup. But yeah, I will be your host at @flown_, and I am here with
Tima at @teams_GH on Twitter.
Ella at LFCLs.
And Philippa at Philippa Acco.
It's been a long summer. I haven't seen these ladies. I'm just going to say yes. I haven't seen these ladies for the entire summer. Just kidding. We've actually met up quite a few times. But this is the first time we've actually sat down this summer and spoken all things Premier League and just men's football. The Women's World Cup has taken over our lives. And I hope you guys have been watching it too. But without further ado, how was your summer? Philippa.
Well, summer was sad, obviously. Lost our captain, joined the club at age 14. It's very sad to see him go across London. But, you know, you wish him well.
Do you?
Only you.
When I say I wish him well, in my heart, I hope people see the player that I know him to be. That doesn't mean that I hope that he wins anything. Keep it mute.
So you don't wish him well?
No, I wish him well. I hope he flourishes but doesn't win anything.
I hope he doesn't win a damn thing. Mm. And I hate him for not going to Chelsea.
Do you?
I don't think you should hate him for not going to Chelsea, because quite frankly, you, man, had your chance for a very long time.
For 115 mil.
I think at the point where it became 115 mil, you lot had already taken yourself out of the race. Think about it. Two seasons ago, you were around.
No, sorry, I was interrupting you.
No, because I was just going to say.
Do you care about interrupting?
It's true. Remember who you are, Tima.
New season, you Tima, no?
Absolutely not. So apparently Chelsea went in for him, but Chelsea had Graham James Potter at the club. And when he spoke to, so basically he had a conversation with Arteta, who was like, okay, this is how I see you play. You're going to do this, this, and this. And then Graham James Potter was like, I see you as a midfielder. And that is why Chelsea, he didn't even consider Chelsea. And also his mate, I was about to say something so rude, his mate exited stage left, so.
I'm so sorry. When did this conversation happen with them?
Oh, like Arteta and Rice have been talking.
No, I'm talking about Graham James Potter. Sorry, Graham Potter.
We don't even know if James is his middle name or not.
It is now.
Do you know what's so funny? James Potter is Harry Potter's dad. Yeah. But anyway, carry on. Sorry.
We all know what happened to him in the books.
Timba!
I just said in the books. In the books.
Just a disclaimer, we don't condone that as a podcast. Only Timba does.
No, I'm just saying in the books that he died, didn't
Understood.
He?
Understood.
Not that I want him... Oh, Stephen, thank you. Graham Stephen Potter. So his middle name's not James. So, you know.
We take that Harry Potter reference then.
Oh my God, I completely lost my train of thought.
Anyway, to Tima's point, Chelsea obviously had pulled on his heartstrings, but I feel like you guys were out of the race for a very long time. It was between Arsenal and City. Whether we believe that the City bids were actually real or whether they were to drive up his price, we don't know. I personally think, and of course this is my opinion, not any inside knowledge or whatever, but I think when you put City and Arsenal together, you would think that City is a no-brainer because obviously they have the ability to win things relatively easily. But I think Arsenal comes with a project and comes with, you know, you being a particular type of player and then growing into that rather than being a player that Pep has bought and moulded into something else that we've seen with a couple of other Premier League players that have gone to City. So time will tell whether that will pay off for Declan. Again, as a personal person, hope his personal life is great. Hope he's well. Hope his toast is always hot and buttered. But as a football player, I hope that they never prosper.
You said you hope his personal life is great.
I'm just saying, I hope as he is a person, I hope he has a good time. I'm just saying on his professional football life, I don't care for it. That was the point.
So you lot aren't going to boo him when he comes to... stadium.
Well, I think like half of West Ham Twitter saying like fuck him and half of West Ham Twitter why would you do that? Because people are pathetic, but that's human nature.
But that's kind of like Chelsea and Mount. Half of us are saying fuck him, the other half will wish him well.
Who's
but
wishing him well? Because I'm looking at you sideways.
Because going to Man United is crazy.
But
he laughed.
Do you know what? We'll come to Mason Mount.
We'll get there. Don't worry. We've got time.
We'll get there. So no hard feelings for Declan Rice.
For me personally, look, you can only go as far as you can go when you're a supporter of a team that isn't in those upper echelons. You understand. Do you know what I mean? I do get it. Would I have preferred it not to have been Arsenal? Of course. Especially the way that they've been playing last couple of seasons. They look like they're playing better. But like, God, you would rather your people go to top clubs and no, don't do that. You have to let me finish the sentence before you do that. Clubs. No, because I'm saying like top clubs where silverware is a given.
Jeez.
I'm just saying you would rather that.
You said what you said.
But no, because you're trying to twist it. Because I already said what
you
I
literally
did.
Said a top club where you win
silverware's a given. It's
a given.
Difference.
Okay, cool.
So is silverware a given at Arsenal or no?
I don't think it's a given.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they won't get silverware, but I'm saying with City, it's pretty much a given. With Real Madrid, it's a given. Do you see what I mean? There are clubs where it's like, you blink and, oh shit, there's a medal on my desk. Like, thank like you, Ella. You get me. You hear me.
Spoken like a true politician. Political pip. That's your new nickname. Political pip. Anyway, Ella, moving on to you. How's your summer been?
In terms of Liverpool... they're stressful, I can't lie. I'm really happy with the signings we have made.
Girl.
How long have we been rolling for?
So, McAllister and Szoboszlai. I'm very happy with those signings.
And Caicedo?
Oh. I don't know what's happening. At present time, Sunday night, before people clip this up, we're the only club that have had a bid accepted. So,
Where's the medical man? Why is he not holding up the shirt?
Why have you not bid? That's my question.
Do you know, we don't need to.
So,
as in, like, not right now, because basically we've given ourselves time. Because he's basically said his preferred destination is Chelsea.
That's fine.
So there is no rush for us to do the deal.
Brighton are actually getting annoyed. You do know that.
Oh, did you call Tony Bloom and ask him?
These are like
allegedly. Well,
everything is from
Liverpool sources.
No, it's not from Liverpool sources at all.
So who, where have you?
It's people that want.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Like saying sorry, it's really. I understand where you're coming from, but to say we don't need to bid, girl, you need to put money
right
on
now,
the fucking table.
Yeah, but of course we don't need to put the bid on the table right now. You need to understand that there is a structure. You need to structure the deal first.
That's
the way that Chelsea work. They structure, they make sure that you're happy with the number, the structure is in place. Then they put the bid in and then everything goes like that.
So are you saying that Todd Boehly knows what he's doing?
Absolutely not.
Personally, me in an ideal world, as someone who's got no, you know, no skin in this, whatever, I would like somebody else to come in and swoop in and fuck all your shit.
No one, quite frankly, that would give me more pleasure.
What Liverpool did.
Tried to do.
Trust me.
Sorry, Ella. It's what Liverpool tried to do.
Okay, tried to do. But at this present time, Caicedo is still a Brighton player.
And he's still not a Liverpool player.
Okay, but he's not a Chelsea player either.
And he's not a Liverpool. He told you guys, he told you guys he likes London. He likes Buckingham Palace and the London Eye and Madame Two Swords. Not the Lever building, the Lever building, or Goodison Park or Anfield or wherever these things are in Liverpool.
Tim, I'm going to need you to take a trip to Merseyside to figure out more. I'm going to say it. Sorry, I just need you to... This is it's not a really big country, but like, God travel, please.
I've been to Liverpool. I've been to Liverpool and I ran back to London. Anyway, continue. Damn.
So, Ella, your sum up.
Thank you. So, I just think we need to obviously do more. We need a DM, possibly two midfielders, depending on the calibre of the DM, and a centre-back, because our centre-back options are terrible.
Speaking of your DMs and your midfielders, Henderson and Fabinho have... pat their lord and move to Saudi Arabia. Now, I don't get the hype with Saudi Arabia, but hey, I just don't understand what's happening with that league.
They're offering
I'm very
the
disappointed
cash.
In Fabinho, I can't lie. Because he had a really poor season and then now it's just up and gone.
What about Henderson?
Yeah, but Henderson was like 34, like, it's coming to the
How old's Fabinho?
He's not even 30 yet.
Oh, damn.
See?
Sorry.
That's why I was disappointed, because I thought he had a couple more years in him.
Fabinho's not 30 yet.
No.
That man looks old. Oh,
the way he was moving, he looked like he was about 35.
I need to know his skincare, so I don't use that.
What not to do.
What not to do. He looks old.
I don't know. The Saudi Arabia thing is like super, super interesting, because obviously, yeah, they're offering people generational wealth in an instant with those contracts that they're giving. Mm-hmm. But you just wonder, those sort of Gulf countries have had a history of like buying established clubs in different leagues. Some may say it's to improve their image. Some may say it's just because they want to bolster football in those countries. And I think they've just got to a point where they're just like, hold on, why are we improving the economy of other places? Why can't we bring this wealth to our own place, increase their profile for like World Cup bids and such? And hopefully, you know, some of the criticisms that may come to these countries push them to the side a little bit. I'm not saying it's right, but it is very interesting, because obviously...
Why don't you say what you said off camera?
Because I'm not stupid. God gave me a second chance. Why wouldn't I take it?
For context, Philippa said... We'll keep that between us.
No, do you know what? I will say one thing. I did say there could be an instance of alleged sports washing. I did say that. But at the end of the day, I don't think, one, many people would disagree with that. And two, if they want to bring a profile to their own league, then they can have at it. We can't be mad at that. It's a stupid amount of money. But, you know, you look at people like Ruben Neves, like 25 years old, a god in Wolverhampton. But has taken the money, because quite frankly...
No, I can't, listen, Ruben Neves, why are you crying on... this is so hard to leave. Listen, those pound signs are why you're leaving.
It's kind of what Oscar did with Chelsea when he was like 23.
And he's been begging for us to come back for him.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. Like I'm saying, like what? This is 10 years back when so many people were going to China and the project didn't work over there. Mm. Maybe the Saudi League, because they've got some superstars and then they've got some... you know, good players, but who haven't got that profile.
Why don't you say what you said about the players?
But I said that in context of Mbappe, in which if that question comes up, I'll say it again more diplomatically. But I will. What's your problem? We're friends.
We are friends. But I'm just, you know, trying to make conversation.
It'll be spicy. Don't worry. It's okay. It's coming.
First today. Speaking of the superstars, I have moved to Saudi Arabia, so I've got a list here. We've got Sadio Mane, who'll be reportedly on $33 million per year. We've got Alan St. Maximum. We've got Riyad Mahrez, who's sort of reportedly on $30 million a year. We've got Jordan Henderson, who's on $18.2 million a year. Obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo, who's on, I didn't even know he was on this much, $173 million.
What do you
per
do with that
year.
Money? What do you,
what
do,
do,
with
you
that?
Do?
What do you do with that?
At his age, what was he doing?
What do you do with that?
He's got 100 kids, man. Like, honestly, like.
We've also got Karim Benzema. And I was wondering why he left Real Madrid, right? You're still in your glory years. You still have another Champions League. Kind of. He still has another Champions League that he could have won, right? He is on £172 million per year.
But at what cost? Because don't they have his image rights as well?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Lawyer. You say he sold his soul.
I'm not saying he sold his soul, but this is what's making me a little bit anxious about some of these things, right? So like we're saying, they're trying to improve their profile for World Cup bids, but a lot of them are selling their image rights. And I don't know if you lot watched the latest series of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
No. I don't... Basically, Salma Hayek sold her image rights to Netflix and they could do whatever with an AI tech that looks like her, because as far as they're concerned, they owned her image. And so at what cost, guys?
And they made her look to be a bitch. And then they literally publicized her entire life on Netflix day by day. She cheated on her husband. They put that on the screen on Netflix. Her husband had to watch her lips her ex on screen. Yeah.
But anyway, not too much. We're not being sponsored, so we'll leave it there.
Do you know what? Yeah. If you want us to talk about that, you better sponsor us.
Run us our bag, man.
In it, run us our money. On top of that, N'Golo Kanté has also left. 86.2 million.
The only one who deserves every single penny. Every single penny. In fact, they should have paid him more.
I thought he would have gone for more. But then again, his injury record, didn't he? He probably would have hit 100 million, but injuries. Roberto Firmino, your legend.
Quote unquote. Big legend.
He's only on 17 million per year. I guess he wasn't worth the rest. Speaking of someone who probably wasn't worth all of that money, Edouard Mendy is only there for 9.4 million.
Did you see his debut? They may want the receipts.
Poor guy, man. And then we've got Koulibaly on 30 million per year. Milinkovic Savic, 17 million per year. He's a player that I never really thought actually existed, because everybody was bidding over him for years and years and years, and he never came to the ghost. Premier League. I was thinking, this guy, he may play for Lazio, but I don't know him. I don't know. I've never seen him in my life. So, yeah. And on top of that, we had the whole Mbappe saga where he could have gone to Saudi Arabia for $332 million a year. My God. How can you turn that down?
Because above everything else, look, listen.
You're going to say they're farmers.
Hey.
I was going to say it's a farmers league. And these men are competitive. So he is still in the prime of his life, right, yeah? He still wants to do sweet boy things in Europe, in Paris, wherever. I don't think he wants to be tied down to being in Saudi Arabia, even if it's just for a year. I know it's a stupid amount of money, but he's got a stupid amount of earning potential anyway. And what happens? He goes out there, he's playing in a league that he doesn't really want to play in, and then he injures himself, and then the team that he wants to come in for him can't come in for him because he's injured. Now
so,
what?
But the thing is, it would have been for free, firstly. So any team that wanted to come into for an injured Mbappe would have got him for free. Yeah, let's get that straight.
Yeah.
Would have got it for free. And on top of that, I will take a broken leg for £338 million for 1 year of work with quote-unquote farmers.
Yeah. I was going to ask her who was injuring his leg. Because you know what he said, a
farmer's league.
Only God knows who's injured his leg.
It's a farmer's league. Come on, are you telling me that's a competitive league?
If Cristiano Ronaldo can stay in that league, for a whole season and come out fine, Mbappe can do it.
I'm not saying that he is going to get injured. I'm saying you run the risk. And yes, I know that we're saying you would take an injured Mbappe over whatever, but you've got to remember these injuries change players. They do.
Anyway, he's staying at PSG now, ain't he?
And apparently he wants to extend his contract. Like, what?
Nah, but PSG, like, how are you giving him, this guy, so much power? Like, you've literally given him the keys to Paris. Because even the contract that he signed originally, it's just all, the terms are favourable to him. And you know damn well that extension is going to be favourable to him. Like, there is nothing, like, PSG don't have control over the situation. That's why he almost walked next summer for free.
So what's this contract extension?
Two more years.
Till 2025. So all of that kerfuffle.
Yeah.
For nothing.
They've created they've created a monster in this. They really have.
I don't blame him.
But the whole undesirables thing is,
that really made me sad. That made me so sad.
They have like an undesirable squad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How could someone be calling you all undesirable? Oh my, I'm so sorry.
Verratti's in it. Neymar's in it now. Ronaldo's in it.
Ronaldo.
Yeah. Ronaldo used to be Liverpool hero, midfield maestro.
Barcelona, man.
Yeah, you could have.
You ain't got no midfield no more. Jesus, even after watching today's match, we'll come to that. But anyway, Timo, looking at Chelsea and looking at the transfers that they've made this summer. In fact, before we even get to that, how on earth did you become queen of spaces on Twitter? Let's talk about that.
Put a disclaimer. Listen, whatever what I said about Potter and Harry Potter's dad, I don't condone violence or wish any ill health on him.
Sister Havana Cadaver.
Nah, yeah, like honestly, it was just a joke. Really poorly executed joke. how did I become? I don't know. Like I think like much like Mudrick, I didn't want to take the summer off, so I decided, in terms of speaking on Chelsea, that I would find another avenue to kind of project my voice. And I know that you guys, my number one fans, were, you know, in Twitter spaces cheering me on.
Oh no, we're not your we thought we were your number one fans. We met your number one fans. I just want to say, me and Ella were on that space, like, rah.
Wait, what happened?
I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name his app, but all I can say is that there was a particular space where he came on and he was like, Tima, I just want to say, bearing in mind, yeah, this was a gold digger space. It wasn't a Tima space. Mm-hmm. It was a gold digger space. My man came on and he was like, Tima, I just, you know, can I just say you're just one of my favourite Chelsea fans? And like, basically, people say that you're negative, but you're just real. And I was just like, babes, DM her after. What's going on?
Under every tweet, he's commenting. I'm like, damn, okay.
Hashtag Tima is real.
It's real. I was like, listen, I'm not disagreeing that she's real, but yo, okay.
When you speak sense, when you speak in sense out there, you just kind of get your fans.
You should change your act to the real team.
In it.
Who are you?
No preservatives here. Stress sugar.
Listen, I'm just giving my fans what they want, man. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. It's been great, though. But to be honest, it's been like really good to kind of really connect with Chelsea Twitter. Crazy, crazy bunch. Crazy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And some people, you know, cussing out my mum and stuff. Listen, none of that stuff now. None of that stuff. No, honestly, like people like cussing out my mum.
Auntie's got nothing to do with it. Allow it. And also, like, men, please, like, can you change up your insults? I don't belong in the kitchen and I ain't got an OnlyFans. If you want to see me naked, ask nicely. Like,
oh.
What's wrong with you people?
What she said. But do you know who's crazier than
Can I see you naked?
No.
Do you know who's crazier than Chelsea Twitter? Liverpool Twitter.
They are delusional. They are delusional.
Crazy bunch. Like, emotionally, just so emotional. Mm-hmm. And not even logical. Just emotional with it. They don't understand that Casado wants the Buckingham Palaces and them, man, and not whatever you guys are providing. He had probably a 10-minute conversation with Klopp and was like, nah, I'm good here, thanks. Anyway.
We'll get back to that. We'll come back to it.
I don't think Liverpool Twitter is crazy. I think you guys are delusional, don't get me wrong.
They're emotional, man.
But it's so entertaining. Like, I love seeing...
I can't lie. What can I say?
I feel like you pushed it a little bit, but it's fine.
We are big. You don't think?
Who?
What, Liverpool Twitter? The actual size of it?
Yeah, the size.
Do you know what? I'm going to put my hands up. After 2018, mm-hmm. You guys came out of nowhere.
That's fair.
Absolutely nowhere. And you guys grew into probably one of the biggest fan bases on Twitter. So I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But it's just, with just what? One Premier League and one Champions League? Mm. Or is it two Champions League? One Champions League. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys should have as much mouth as you do. But to be
fair, we are one of the most successful sides in recent years. So
how many of those trophies did you remember?
True.
What do you mean?
How many of those trophies have you seen?
I've seen Liverpool win every trophy.
No. How many? You said the most successful club side.
She said one of the.
No. I said one.
One of. How many of those of their the amount of trophies that Liverpool won have you or your mother seen? Because. Actually,
not mummy L.
My mum don't watch football. Like
not mummy L.
So now we just said, I just said a plea to everybody. Let's not talk about mothers.
You guys are making it out to be bad. What I was, you didn't even let me finish my sentence. obviously love and respect your mum. Obviously, she raised a wonderful daughter. Unfortunately, she didn't tell her to support the right team. But in terms of the trophies that they won, a lot of them were like 1940s.
Oh, Tima, come on. Tima, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Like, look, listen, yes, Liverpool were in the wilderness for a very long time.
What if her mum was born in 1940s? Then what? Like, then what? What happens then?
Liverpool, I already got in trouble.
Liverpool were a team in the 80s.
Comment, so let me not make any,
you were a team in the 80s. That, nah, you've got to. If you're going to come for her, if you're going to come for her, like, let's come for her in like the 90s and the noughties. But like, let's not go back all the way to the 40s, child. Jeez.
Respectfully, obviously.
I mean, I've seen us win everything. Some fan bases haven't seen their team win everything.
Ooh.
Sorry. Arsenal, 20 years.
Jeez. Someone said it.
Yeah.
Someone said it.
So now you're friends because you're cussing Arsenal. Arsenal's your middle ground.
Oh, listen. Arsenal's
a fucking ricochet off that, man.
Oh, my God. Even though we don't have an Arsenal fan today, because, again, Arsenal fans, you guys are scarce. You guys keep running shy, pointing to you. But seeing as we don't have an Arsenal fan today, we've got to talk about their transfer window and their business as well. Because I feel like their transfer window has probably been the best out of the traditional top six. Can I say?
Hold on a second. Question. Can we do a rundown of who they've bought? Because
just three players.
Timber, Rice,
and Havertz. It's completed their team.
Do you think that's the best window?
Oh, as in, it's completed their team.
The goalkeeper from Brentford.
Raya.
I feel like that's completed their team. They've got a great backup goalkeeper. They've got a backup. They've got a backup /8 in Kai Havertz. They've got a great midfielder in Declan Rice, and they've got a great defender in Timber, who's actually now injured, but. Mm. They've got a great defender in him.
And guess what?
What?
They're still not going to win the league.
Maybe we're not going to talk about Arsenal then. We'll just leave.
I think they've had a good window. I don't know if they've had the best. Obviously, we've still got 3 weeks left.
Yeah. And so far.
And I think probably if you're going to think about it like that, in comparison to some of the other teams in those same spots, they probably had more of a complete team, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think they had less to do, but I don't think they're finished.
So let's look at Liverpool, right? Ella, we'll come to you. We'll look at Liverpool. And we look at how... I don't know, my team is giggling over there. I really don't know. My team is giggling. But we'll look at your team and we can see like your team is... It's not thin, but in the midfield, it's not complete.
It's very thin.
Okay.
It's very thin.
Let's talk about the areas where it's still thin. Talk to me.
Midfield. I mean, today we had McAllister in the 6. He's not a 6. We had Gakpo in the 8. He's not an 8. And we had Szoboszlai running everywhere, and that's not what we want him to do.
Why you guys really want Caicedo?
Anyone, to be honest, at this point, because we have no 6. Like, none at the club at the moment. I mean, Stefan Bajetic, but of course he's 18 years old. Thiago can play there, but it's not his best position.
Ain't he going Saudi?
Oh, no. He's staying put. Klopp confirmed.
Okay.
He's staying put. Okay. But it's not just midfield, it's the defence as well, because I thought Van Dijk had a good game today. He looked good.
He was good.
Come on now.
He was good. Homeboy Trent, though.
No, Trent was good. It was more, No, we're not going to do that. Because it was more you guys targeting our left side. So it was more Robbo. No. Please tell me what Trent did wrong.
Come on, man.
Tell me.
Do you know what? No. I will say, at this stage, I just don't think Trent should be back there.
I don't think Trent had a bad game today. It wasn't Trent. It was more Robbo's side. It was the left side. Because Sterling, actually, I thought had a good game. And he was the one that was causing most of the problems.
And Reece James as well.
Yeah, but that wasn't Trent's side. That's my point.
But also, Chilwell got in behind him quite a lot.
Okay, but also, since we're talking about defence and Reece James, where was he for our first goal?
Okay.
Thank you. Anyway, let's continue.
Where was your defence for our goal?
I admit we were poor, but if we're calling out individual players, let's call out Reece James too.
Where was Salah?
Salah assisted. Unfortunate to have the goal.
Having a tantrum somewhere on his way back to Anfield.
Why did Klopp make that substitution?
He shouldn't have kept it on. I needed the points, man.
Bro!
You weren't going to get you any points, I can't lie. He wasn't going to get you any points.
He should have kept him on, but you could tell he was a bit tired. And to be honest, I thought Elliot actually did all right. We could have snuck it at the end with Nunes's.
We could have snuck it.
Okay, but we could have snuck it too.
That's why it was a draw.
Exactly.
And we played so much better than you.
That's fine.
So much better than you.
That's cool.
And the thing is, you can really tell the difference in fitness levels. Your team did not look fit.
Yeah, we're not ready. We're not. Even last Monday, I think in the preseason match, they played up to 60 minutes and they went off the pitch. Like, they haven't played a 490, so I'm not surprised.
I'm so sorry for our viewers. For context, Chelsea and Liverpool played today. listen, I was just asking Ella about signings. I don't even know how we got here. Chelsea and Liverpool played today. Ended 1-1. I don't know if anybody thought that any team was going to win. Every time these two play, it's always, always, always a draw. It's been that case for like 2 years now. I'm fed up. I'm sick and tired of it. But let's go back to Salah, because Salah got substituted by Jurgen Klopp, and he seemed to have I'm not even going to call it a tantrum. He just seemed very frustrated with the idea that he had to come off so early on in the game.
Now I feel him because, there's 20 minutes to go, probably more with this crazy added time. So I'm not surprised. He's your best player. If you're going to get a chance, he'll get you a goal. But I understand from Klopp's perspective too, if he was tired, might as well just protect him, because you could see it was just going to end in a draw.
But protect him from what? It's the first game of the season.
But it's just because our fitness levels, as Timo said, we're just not there yet. I guess he just didn't want to push it. But I get Salah's frustration.
Why is that? Why are you not fit yet?
I don't know. We only played 5 preseason games.
That's so crazy. Modern football is just...
We paid less than that.
Modern football is crazy that, like, you can play 5 pre-season games and you're not match fit.
No, 5.
I'm so sorry. We're all talking about how much we need to, like, relieve these players from congested match fixtures. And yet you've had the summer and you've played 5 games throughout the summer and you're not... That's nuts to me. Sorry.
We've played 5 games in our preseason. Chelsea, we played 5 games in our preseason.
But I just think Klopp hasn't pushed them there yet. As I said, they only played 60 minutes a week ago. I don't understand why. It's not, we usually don't do this, but Klopp did say he was going to change things around because last season we looked tired from game 5. So I don't know. We're kind of maybe building into it. Who knows?
Do you reckon this might be the beginning of the end?
Oh, no.
No, that's a genuine question.
I think despite us not being great, you could see we have quality. The first 35 minutes, I thought we were really good. We kind of just showed where we were at and where our weaknesses were. As I said, McAllister was playing a 6. He's not a 6. Gakpo was playing in midfield. He's not a midfielder. Thought Jota had a poor game.
He did.
Yeah, he had a very poor game.
Oh, he was on the pitch? Oh, interesting.
Yes, team, he was on the pitch.
I didn't realise.
So we need a defender, possibly 2 midfielders, and then I think we'll be fine. It's just, they're very key. So when you don't have them, it looks worse than it is. But you can see Liverpool have quality. we'll grow into the season.
You reckon Caicedo at each one of your teams would have made a difference today?
For sure.
I think in terms
of... bringing me into your evilness.
I think in terms of Caicedo, he basically completes that Chelsea midfield. And you can tell that in terms of the midfield rebuild that both teams had to do, even though I think our midfield is like hollow, we're much further ahead than Liverpool. That's interesting. When I say interesting, I mean the complete opposite. So, in terms of Gallagher in the middle, right? I thought he had a really, really good game.
But he's not a bad player.
I'm not finished. And because we're playing him deeper.
Ella's not attacking you.
I know, I'm agreeing.
Too many voices. So he's playing deeper, right? So, and he's probably the one player that Chelsea fans all get on the back of, and deeper is not really his position, and I thought he did well. But Enzo Fernandez, he's the truth. He's literally the truth. So if you put Caicedo next to him, I think you could argue Chelsea have the best midfield pairing in the league.
What, in Caicedo and Enzo?
Yep.
With Conor Gallagher running helter-skelter around.
I said pairing.
Okay. Sorry. Do you reckon Caicedo brings exactly that kind of fulfillment into your team?
I do, because McAllister, I think, will be freed up and playing in a more advanced position. So Boateslai again.
Like Fernandes. What do you mean that? No, I'm just saying that it's similar to Fernandes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and obviously Caicedo and McAllister were brilliant at Brighton last season. I thought they were very underrated. They're probably one of the best midfield pairings. It's just because it was Brighton, they were probably underrated. And yeah, so Boateslai kind of doing that De Bruyne role as well. I think that will complete our midfield as well. But if we buy someone like Latvia, we probably need someone else because I think he's not as good as Caicedo, but he has the potential. So it depends on what kind of defensive midfielder we get.
Chelsea get both.
But apparently Latvia wants Liverpool. So.
But apparently Chelsea are close to completing both deals.
But again, so... but my problem is... we've agreed a deal with Brighton. You've agreed a deal with Southampton, but both players.
We haven't agreed a deal with Southampton. Neither of us.
Okay, so you're probably less.
But listen, your owners have decided to find the money stashed down the sofa and open their checkbook. Mm-hmm. So now they've got to kind of really complete it because you're not going to get Caicedo, but they've shown that there is money in the bank. So if you don't get Lavia as well, if I was you. Actually, we don't condone violence on this pod. But let me just say, FSG, you're right. They've shown their arse cheeks.
Exactly. And now we know they have money. We always knew they had money, by the way. We always knew they were hiding it.
I don't understand why
that's never a question. Those Americans, they have money.
They have money.
Why is the Lavia deal not complete? Like,
it's because we don't value him at 50 million. That's why. It was never about necessarily the money, as you can see. We just bid 111 million out of nowhere. But it's about value. That's the problem.
When I woke up that day and I saw that you guys had bid, I was livid.
I tossed and turned.
Bam.
I was in
Friday
bam.
Morning.
No, because I think what about Saturday? We were talking about it when it happened, like at midnight. So I was in bed, like oh.
I went to the toilet and I came to and looked at my phone and I was like, what? People were texting me saying, I'm pissed. I'm fucking livid. I'm like, what's happened? Caicedo to Liverpool. What? That bid. You guys came like a thief in the night.
Yeah, literally. Who does a midnight bid? I'm sorry, Brighton are cheeky for that.
No, bro, they're cheeky.
Brighton is so cheeky for that.
The midnight auction, I don't even know what that was about.
Didn't work though.
I know.
It was a tactic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy tactic.
Because I actually think Brighton don't like Chelsea and they want Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't like them either. This is the last time we should do business.
They're upset about the Colwell thing, which
I
hear it.
He wasn't your player, man. Like, do you know what? It's like saying someone is your man and you haven't. He's not your man.
Why are you upset?
Wait, he's not your player.
No one said that they were right. I'm just
because of the perspective. Do you know why it is? Pip. All summer long, these Brighton fans have been.
When everyone's mad at me, they call me Pip. Why is that?
These Brighton fans have been talking, like we have stolen their man. Like, literally, he was not your player. Like, he never was your player. He's never going to be your player. And even if Chelsea sold Colwill, he would be at Liverpool. He would not be at Brighton.
It's even true. Colwill has high aspirations. He wants to win trophies as soon as possible.
Brighton have not won a trophy in their whole entire existence. Not one trophy.
I don't know. He looked like he was enjoying himself, but...
Yeah, that's why he signed a new contract. He said that he was never going to leave.
Yeah. It's kind of like Ian Matson enjoyed himself at Wigan. He came on today for his day. He went to Wigan, Ian Matson.
Burnley.
Ian Matson?
Yeah.
He went to Wigan.
No. He was playing under Company.
He went to Wigan.
No, he went to Burnley. Last season, he was at Burnley.
The season before, he was at Wigan then.
The season before, he was at Wigan, yeah.
Was it Wigan?
Who?
But the last season, he was at Burnley, 100%. Was it Wigan?
I'm doing the out impression a lot. It's okay. None of us know who he is.
He wasn't at Chelsea.
He was at Chelsea.
He wasn't at Chelsea. No, you guys need to know who he is because he is the truth. Like, he is our
I'm
future.
About it. I love
he came
it.
On today, he was...
He, listen, nerves. But he's the truth. I really do enjoy him. Reece James was at Wigan.
Yeah.
Reece James enjoyed himself at Wigan. Now he's Chelsea captain, you know? So whether he and Colwill enjoyed himself at Brighton or not, doesn't matter. Brighton should, please... know your position in this entire saga, because that really irritated me. The fact that they felt like they needed to have Colwill and we needed to give him to them, it's that was very cheeky.
And the thing is, you put in a bit of £30 million, British pounds.
34.
They were talking
Colwill.
In Naira. They were talking in Naira because there was no way that they actually thought he was worth.
Why Naira? Why not cities?
It's because Naira's the first thing that. I
yeah, because Nigeria's on your mind.
This is really not.
Be for real.
I'm gonna
bring up this
first
clip. When we have Nigeria season. Versus Ghana, I'm gonna bring up this clip. I'm gonna bring it up. Man.
What I'm trying to say is that bid was mad cheeky. Mad cheeky.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
You have to start from somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
What was your first bid for Kaiser?
60.
Okay. Yeah.
And now we're 110 million. Maybe,
yeah. Double. So. Look, listen, unfortunately, we all know the lay of the land right now. Like, money isn't real. All this currency, nothing actually makes sense. We've got Declan Rice being the most expensive British player. Like,
as of now.
Obviously, as of this point, the window ain't over yet. But like I'm saying, all the money, nothing is real. It's all about your value to the holding club. So,
speaking of transfers, Pip, have you guys replaced Declan Rice yet?
Ward-Prowse
isn't a replacement for Declan Rice, more like Alvarez is a replacement.
That guy, man, he's not serious, man.
What?
It's that guy, he tried to go to Chelsea. He was supposed to go to Dortmund in the summer. Just like all his transfers just keep falling down. And then he found his way to West Ham.
At least he found his way. Milinkovic Savic, where did he find his way to?
You'll never let that guy go.
No, I will never let him go.
I think it's one of them things where it's like, people just want to make it to the Premier League, innit?
Yeah.
By any means necessary. True. And it's a shame to be that. And like, you like to hope that people, once they're here, they find affinity with the club and the fans and they want to stay. But listen, they got a job to do. And I'm here to reap the rewards of you fulfilling your job.
Who did you guys struggle to beat just now?
Huh?
Who did you guys struggle to beat?
Bournemouth? Yeah.
How was that match for you? I watched the highlights and I thought, wow, you guys are a shadow of yourselves. Whatever that shadow was.
So I think that's interesting that you got that from the highlights, because I watched the whole thing. And for me, it wasn't that we were a shadow of ourselves, because I was actually surprised at how creative we were able to be. The issue was, once Bowen scored that goal, we sat back. Okay. And he said that he came out and said that it was on the players for them perhaps being a little bit too relaxed. It wasn't an instruction from Moyes, but they sat back too much. My issue is that Moyes' game management, which has been the case for the last three seasons anyway, is stupid. It's non-existent. I feel like he lets players run down for way too long. He needs fresh legs much earlier. I think even changing the tactics of the team and moving people at a position needs to change when you realise that people are going up. I did say it was going to take a bit of a freak goal for Bournemouth to get back into it, but we allowed them to do so, and different tactics would not have allowed them to get back into the game. Strange subs. Subbing in Kerr for Fornals was weird to me, and then leaving Kerr in the midfield rather than having five at the back. Not sure why I did that. But for me, even though it was disappointing, there were positives to take out of the game where I'm just like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. If you can manage to keep Paqueta, which I'm not sure we will because KDB's been injured now. I don't think the season will be as depressing.
Is it going to see?
Huh?
Is it going to see?
Well, they're knocking on the door. They're asking for a minute.
Well, sorry.
They're asking for him for crazy money.
What's crazy money?
Well, last I heard it was 85 mil, wasn't it?
I thought it was 110.
No, 110 is what we've said.
Wait. Yeah.
But again, we've said that because we know that no good person would pay that money. But if you paid that money, you're stupid.
It's City!
But then this is the point I'm trying to make. If City do pay that money, we're not big club. We only have a small kitty. So we're going to take the money and we're going to run. But it's upsetting to me because I see him as an integral part of the squad. And we can't lose two big, like, cash money midfielders in one window. That's ridiculous.
Just got 3 weeks left.
Sorry.
I think it would be really sad if he went. But again, that's the reason why we put that stupid price tag on him, because
you need to get your Maguire money anyway. So,
listen, Maguire, Manchester United have accepted the fee. Maguire is stalling because of personal terms and also his payoff
Maguire
from Man United.
Want to go,
if he wants to sit and rot on their bench, fine. Because I watched the game yesterday and I was looking at our back four and I was actually like, hold on. If Zuma manages to keep fit, where does Maguire go? Who is he replacing? No, but I was sitting there and I was just like, actually, no, hold on. Because Aguero was playing really well and Maguire, like, he's not a fullback, he's a centre back. So I was like, hold on. Where do you go?
You know, maybe that's what the personal terms are, because maybe he wants to be starting, and maybe West Ham are saying, "Bro, if Zuma's fit, you're on that bench." That's a mad fall of grace for Maguire.
And like, yeah, because lots of people were like, "Oh, it's a good signing for you," and I was like, "I hear it in theory, but actually, no. Who do you replace? We actually have, for the first time in a really long time, the back four have synergy. It works. So, really, I don't know."
Boy, that's none of my business. As long as he doesn't come to Chelsea, because those links to Chelsea were shaking me to my core.
I was not trying to even entertain.
Bro, they were shaking me.
You know, some Chelsea fans are trying to. I'm like,
because your Chelsea fans are trying to get you back to your British core. That's why.
Yeah, there's too many blacks in that Chelsea team.
They're tired.
Hey,
they want some England nationals, babes.
They are making Chelsea black again. I couldn't believe the starting lineup. I couldn't believe it.
French-speaking black Chelsea team, basically.
There were so many. I've never felt so represented in my life when I'm watching football. They were so blackety-black-black, and they played well.
Do you know what? There's some really good-looking Chelsea players.
Fam, I was looking at them like,
okay.
But they're babies, they're young.
Name names.
No, I can't.
Team, I don't name names, man. Don't do that. You'll get into big trouble. Don't do that one.
We tried.
I'm not going to lie, but off camera,
yeah, don't worry.
I'll tell you some names, boy. I was looking at them like, you guys are five black men. Like, God damn.
But it's just really interesting because remember at the beginning of like the holiday, and you guys were on the plane to your pre-season and they put that picture. I was like, who are all you people?
Bro, I saw the picture of the Chelsea, of the new Chelsea players. I couldn't make out who they were. Like, Tima had to run it down name by name who these people were.
I honestly thought Nicholas Jackson was a made up character.
I'm crying.
What do you mean?
I'm crying.
I can't remember. Where's he from? He's from an African country, right? His name's Nicholas Jackson.
He is. Yeah, but you can't do that because one, there you go. But, you know,
and then
colonization. I know a couple of Browns and Martins and, you know, Smiths.
Then I looked up, his dad's called David Jackson. So, like, it's a theme in his family.
It's his last name.
I thought it's going to be Tito or Michael or Janet.
What's the matter with you? You're so annoying.
You need to be fucking for real. That's what you need to be for real.
She started with Tito.
Can you imagine?
No, honestly, it's because on Chelsea Twitter, they just keep, they were mocking him. So they kept referring to him as Tito Jackson.
They kept
They shouldn't mock him because,
you know, not now, man.
Yeah.
That's low-key giving racism, man. You're joining the racist Chelsea Twitter. That's crazy, whatever, Tima. Man.
Those are the black fans as well, man.
And next thing you know, Tima's going to be pushing people off the train.
Oh, bro!
None of that, none of that.
I didn't say it in it, but hey. Anyway, looking at the first weekend of the Premier League, Man City beat Burnley 3-0. I don't think anyone was surprised at that, even Beedle. This is nah. I'm surprised it wasn't more. But okay. Do you know what's so crazy though? Do you guys not think that Burnley looks like a dangerous team, even though they got slapped by Man City?
Absolutely. And I don't think people should, like, not obviously nobody here. I don't think anybody here was, but like, I don't think people should sleep on them, because if you're paying any attention to them in the Championship, they were slapping up teams for like ease. They didn't even go into third gear. Like, it was just ridiculous. But it'll be interesting because obviously it's a completely different caliber of team. They've had a bit of a reshuffle, a restructure. I think their identity's completely changed.
No white lives matter.
But when you've got a manager who has studied under Pep, you know, it's gonna take some of that sauce by osmosis. We're gonna just completely glide over that.
Wait, no, we're not. Because you remember in lockdown when they had that helicopter word. That flew over when they were playing that said "All Lives Matter."
Well, they even booed the knee. They booed the knee on Friday, and company was pissed. He was not happy about it.
Oh my god. So they have a black manager and they're booing the knee.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, right? What was it? Three seasons ago, they got their first black player in history. So, you know, they've come a very long way.
Jesus Christ.
It's a lot of change for them. Their little minds are a little bit, like, frazzled right now.
And now they're back in the Premier League thanks to a black manager. Big up our black kings.
Sorry. If the mics caught that.
Yeah, the mics definitely caught that. But cool. Man City beat Burnley 3-0. Erling Haaland, brace. Again, not surprised.
If you haven't got me in your fantasy team, then boy.
89% of fantasy football managers have got him in their team.
I've never seen that
in my life.
It's not even an advantage to have him in your team. It's a tax now. You're playing with 10 players.
Do you know what's so crazy? He is 14 mil. I've never seen a player be 14 mil in FPL. But the thing is, you buy him and you build around him.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the vibe.
Throwing a few Luton players to pad it out.
Yeah. My Luton players on the bench, because their man looked poor, but we'll get to that. Arsenal beat Nottingham Forest 2-1, which I think was by the skin of their teeth.
Got very spicy at the end.
Mm-hmm. Got very, very spicy.
As the representative of Arsenal today. Oh,
yeah. Don't worry.
We come into that.
I was going to say.
We come into that. Because in my opinion, this shit don't count. But anyway, we'll come to that. Bournemouth, West Ham 1-1, which I thought West Ham struggled a bit in the second half.
Like I said, sat back, shouldn't have. We move.
Brighton beat Luton 4-1, which again, unsurprising.
Mm-hmm.
Everton lost to Fulham 1-0, which there was a spooky VAR moment with the goalkeeper handling the ball and apparently getting fouled, even though he allegedly dropped the ball. But hey, Michael Keane?
Yeah.
He should have got that goal. But hey, I won't speak on goalkeepers getting fouled because I don't know what the rules are anymore. Maybe someone will come and give me a yellow card. Bam, they're dishing out yellow cards like it's candy now. Please. Sheffield United lost to Crystal Palace 1-0. Don't think anyone's surprised about that. And Newcastle beat Aston Villa 5-1. Is this a serious team? Ella, in fact, they took your spot in the Champions League. Is this a serious team? How are you gonna snatch your chain back?
By signing some players. For real. But to be honest, as much as Newcastle were good, Aston Villa were bad. They were really poor. Like, their line was way too high. Pau Torres and Konsa. They were children in a park.
Konsa's been suspect since last season.
It was a mess. It was just so easy. Bought in behind.
God. A lot of people say that Aston Villa are their dark horses.
They're like Turkey. You know, that Turkey in the Euros, where everyone rated them and they finished like bottom of the group.
Yeah, I do.
I remember that. Everyone was telling me, yeah, put your money on Turkey. Yeah, Thank God I didn't bet. Thank God I'm not a betty woman.
No, but the thing about Villa is, I mean, yeah, they looked bad. I wonder if they just need to regroup and then they'll come back, because they've made some signings this season, I think, to sort of bolster themselves. Emery, you know, is a competent manager, but I don't think they're going to have an amazing season because they are back in Europe and they've got to do both of them. And I think that's the also interesting thing about Newcastle, where they do look great. Their starting 11 is fire. Do they have enough people in the background to do that? Champions League, FA Cup, Carabao Cup. Like, are they able, going to be able to tinker? Because for, I mean, they're not a small team, they're not a small side, but like, I don't think they've got sort of depth like that.
And they're used to it. It takes them getting used to
it. Yeah, it's been a little while for them. Yeah. Mm. So
unless they get knocked out in the group stages, but we'll come to that. We'll see. We'll find out what group they get to in the Champions League. Timo, do you think that Newcastle, you can snatch their chain back? Get that top four spot from them?
Yes, because of the stuff that Ella and Pip have just said. I think Dan Burner as your backup left back is can you imagine Mbappe or Neymar running at, I know Neymar's going to Saudi, but
what, the little overlap,
this guy will be spinning. And the thing is, like, he's huge, like he's like 6'7", so imagine, I don't know, it takes him about 3 days to turn, like I just don't know how they're going to really cope with the rigors of all four competitions. I think obviously, like, Eddie Howe is an amazing manager and he has a decent first 11, but let's be honest, their strikers are both injury prone. They both pick up a lot of injuries. And as you said, like, the depth's not really there. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I think if you look at Chelsea, you've got no European football. You look at, actually, no, just Chelsea. Sorry, Lauren.
She's going to say Spurs.
Yeah, we're the only ones.
They were so average today. They were so average. Mm. Yeah, if you look at us with no European football, I think we have basically room to kind of manoeuvre and rest up and kind of like, yeah, be prepared properly.
And obviously Spurs 2-2 to Brentford. They've lost their main man. Boy, I don't know how they're going to do it this season. But
do you know what? When the game started and they were playing, it was like, okay, it's not too bad. And I think when, like, after Romero scored and then he had to get taken off, it just changed. Like, they were just, like, walking in treacle. Everything just...
Walking in what, sorry?
Treacle. You know, like, sticky stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were slow. Have you never heard of treacle before?
No, I think actually they looked average. I can't believe Son is their captain. That I think speaks volumes and not good.
I was going to say, can we speak on that actually? Because I had a conversation with my old brother about this earlier, and he was like, Son shouldn't be their captain. No.
So who else would it be?
But Højbjerg.
But doesn't he want
to
leave?
I think it's one of them things where it's like you got to have two types of captains. You got people on. Got to have someone on the pitch who's vocal, who like G's you all up and gets everything moving, and then you've got to have like a club ambassador. I think Son fits the club ambassador role very much, but he's not that guy on the pitch to get you all, like, you know, you're 2-0 down and to rally you to like equalising and then winning the game. He's not that guy.
But who is?
Unfortunately, Spurs are in a position at the minute where they've had a lot of change really quickly and unexpectedly, and they don't really have those guys. So it's like, obviously, what's his face? Lloris was their captain, wants to go. They want to sell him. No one's selling him. He's just sitting on the bench. Kane's gone. Mm. Eric Dier doesn't really play. And I think he's throwing his toys out of the pram.
From the spirit chains of Spurs. Hey!
You want to be careful about saying that because Poch is your manager. If spirit chains of Spurs is a thing.
Not like Kane literally said he's been there 19 years. He shouldn't have been there more than 12.
I don't disagree. I wish him the best. Now he's not a Spurs player. I wish him the very best of luck. I hope he wins everything.
When Bayern Munich got spanked by RB Leipzig, did you see the clip of Kane running to go to the referee to protest, but he stood there
and he realized, I can't speak German. And his face just changed, and I wonder,
is he going to learn German?
Boy.
Most people do learn the language where they're at.
And the thing is,
can you imagine?
But German isn't too dissimilar to English, so I think it's an easier one to pick up than the likes of like Spanish and French, where there's too many, you know, feminine and masculine words. You've got to remember all of that.
Brie, our resident German.
Quite a hard language to learn. Like, the words are long.
They are long, but I think their basis.
Did you see the word for referee? Crazy.
But the basis of a lot of words have the same basis as a lot of English words. It's a Germanic language. Like, they're all English takes a lot from German and Latin and all of that sort of stuff.
What is the word for referee?
I don't know, but it's crazy long.
Brie, what's the word for referee, please?
It's actually a sentence. Like, that's how long that long. It feels like a sentence.
Right? Schiedsrichterin in German. Schiedsrichter. So, Schiedsrichterin is female referee. Schiedsrichter is male referee.
That is, there is no way Kaylee's learning that language.
You never know. Look, his wife's going to be out there. She's not really going to have much to do. Yeah, she is with her fourth child.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, no, isn't it sweet?
That is so sweet.
It's been busier than I thought.
Be for real, Tiba. Be for real. But anyway, 2-2 with Brentford. And of course, 1-1 Chelsea, Liverpool. If anybody says that they thought it was going to be a classic with plenty of goals or there was going to be a winner or loser, they lied.
This is the seventh draw you men have had in a
Bro.
Row. It's okay.
But the thing
it's
is, in enough. All of those, I think in all of those draws, Chelsea have looked the better team. I don't remember one of those draws.
Here we go.
I mean, I'm being so for real. I don't remember one of those draws where Chelsea haven't looked the better team.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I'm just gonna say okay because I
the Carabubies, no, sorry, the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup. Sorry. I used to call it the Carabubi. I'm sorry. FA Cup, Carabubi, Carabao.
Oh my god.
Y'all, I'm tired. Carabao, FA Cup. I think Chelsea did look the better team. When they came to Stamford Bridge in that 2-2 classic, I think
we should have won that game.
We should have Chelsea definitely should have won that game. This game today, I think Chelsea slightly edged it. Slightly.
No,
but
you guys should have won.
There we go. There we go. So that's 4 out of 7. I can't remember the other three. I can't even lie to you. The other three, but hey.
Under Bruno, last season, we should have won that game as well. We looked far the better team and I can't remember the other two, but in
Liverpool. Oh, we didn't look far the better team.
We did.
Like
no,
was,
we did. We had our chances.
Like,
the 0-0 at Anfield was an awful game. I remember that one.
Stunk.
Please, let's.
Stunk.
There haven't been some entertaining. I think the only entertaining match, like proper entertainment, was the 2-2 at Stamford Bridge because that. I can't remember a time where Stamford Bridge went off that loudly.
That was crazy.
That was insane. Kovacic, even though you're at Man City now. That goal was insane. But okay, let's move on. Man United will face... Hold on.
Wolves.
Let's move on. Man United will face Wolves on Monday night. Now, teams, our boy.
Your boy.
Our boy.
He ain't mine, man.
Our boy, Mason Mount, is now with the Red Devils. By the way, if you're a Man United fan, your soul has been sold to the devil. It wasn't me that said it. It's your club.
If you're talking about spiritual chains.
Hmm. Bro, bro. You guys said it's not something you wear. It's a pact. Be for real. Be for real and go and repent. But he sold his soul to the devil now. So what do you take of this? What do you make of this transfer? And do you think this transfer is going to work? Especially with what we've seen in preseason.
I don't think either Chelsea or Mason Mount were keen on continuing that relationship. I think that if Chelsea really wanted him, they would have offered him more than one contract. So more than a year. So they offered him a 200 grand contract for only a year. Be for real. Like, just say you don't want him with your chest and say it with your chest. Like Faye says it like pretty much every week. I think also Mason Mount, I don't think that you necessarily wanted to stay in terms of how quickly that you signed the deal. That goodbye, that farewell video was absolutely atrocious. You was basically laughing. It was recorded about 3 weeks before you left because of the colour of your hair. Your dad is a Manchester United fan. And I think if you're really serious, and I also think it is a little bit about the commercial appeal of Mount, because if you're a serious footballer, you'd have gone to Liverpool and not Manchester United. To go and claim the seven, Mount seven, to me, damn, it's just commercial. You want to be the next David Beckham, but then you're performing like the next Darren Fletcher, respectfully, arse cheeks. Do I think it's going to work? I don't know. No, I think he'll be okay, but he is not going to be... He's not the player he thinks he is. He's not the man he thinks he is. And I think actually that Kai Havertz is going to work better in terms of how he fits into the Arsenal team than Mount at Manchester United.
You think you're hot, but you're sorry you're not.
Wow, that rivals Lauren's monologue from last season.
No, but I've been thinking about this like all summer. Like, I've been really thinking about it. And the thing is, I was never like I've had a strong opinion about Mount. I have stuck up for him on the show, but I'm not like Faye who can't stand him, and I'm not like these proper Chels who thinks the sun shines out of his backside. I think he's an okay player, and I think that he's lived up to this belief or created this image of him being proper Chels and Chelsea through and through. When he had an interview on Chelsea TV and they asked him, if you had to pick between Portsmouth and Chelsea, who would you pick? And he was like, I'm going to pick Portsmouth. So for me, you're a Portsmouth player.
He grew up in Portsmouth, guys. He's a Portsmouth fan. He was born and raised in Portsmouth.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
How did he find himself? Anyway.
He's a Portsmouth fan, and that's fine. But I think he pretended a lot, and a lot of Chelsea fans fell for it. And I think they're bum hurt about that now. Because, like, the madness, as I said, some of the stuff I saw about Reece James, that literally one of their own, literally the James family is what people wish Mount and his family were. Like, it's crazy. And that's why I say to you, like, I'm never, after Wan-Mata left Chelsea, me and emotional attachment to players, no. I'll be emotionally attached to my club, but not players. And after Tuchel left, I'm never going to be emotionally attached to a manager either.
I said what I said. Okay. She said what she said. She had to give me a pep talk. She had to give me a pep talk earlier.
I felt that Tuchel manager one, you know. I felt that one very deeply. I am never, ever, ever going to be attached to a manager again. But there's too many blacks in this Chelsea team for me not to be attached to the players. I'm looking at them as if you're my brothers now. Unfortunately, we have to make this work. None of you can bum out. We have to make this work. But to be fair, I don't think I can ever be as attached to a player as I was with Eden Hazard. I can never.
I was going to say, are we going to have a quick moment for his retiring? Yeah. Like his retirement?
He hasn't officially retired.
Is he? Where do you think he's going to go?
I think he is going to retire. Yeah. He was at the Chelsea game today with his family.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there was pictures of him.
I just can't believe how that went down.
This is what happens when you leave Chelsea, man.
He was a boy with a dream.
This is what happens.
He was a boy with a dream. He went to Real Madrid to fulfill that dream. Real Madrid ruined.
Did they ruin him or he,
I'm not,
did
I'm
he?
Not done.
Nah, you have to.
You need to be for real. You need to be for real. They ruined him. They broke his legs. They told him that he may never be able to walk again with his ankles. But when he was at Chelsea, he was amazing for 8 straight years. From number 17 to number 10, Eden Hazard, we love you.
Love you, bro.
I miss you.
We miss you, bro.
I don't think I can recover from what you brought to my life. We wish you a happy retirement. Go on.
And that is a true Chelsea fan, man. That's what we call real attachment.
Be for real, just because you have never been attached to a player like that in your life, rubbish.
Of course.
It's not about the attachment. It's just that they said he didn't want to train. I don't understand. He didn't train.
Because they're ruining him.
No, he didn't train.
He didn't train.
They are ruining him.
We've watched enough of those all or nothing documentaries to know that there are certain players who train their backsides off. Yeah. And there are certain players who have just got it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to even like put rubbish on his name. Eden had it. He's just got it. He had it. Super talented. But however, what is good for the goose is not always good for the gander. So you can't do what you did here over there. And that was the issue.
Yeah, but the thing is, but then that's the result. The thing is, like, some players, you've got to work with them in order to get the most out of them.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do that.
Yeah, and although he didn't train at Chelsea, look at the rewards. Training, like, someone who trained, look at his ankle. His ankles were like mashed potato by the time he left.
But it's Real Madrid. They have a lot of superstars. They don't have time to accommodate star player treatment.
We don't even need to talk about Real Madrid and their star player treatment. We don't need to talk about Eden Hazard. We don't need to talk about none of it. All I'm saying is I will never, ever be attached to another player in Chelsea like that ever again.
Because this
entire saga has broken my heart. And I feel like I've now got a bleak mind towards being attached to another player like that. So I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm just going to go straight into predictions for the season, right? And I'm going to hold this to you guys for the rest of this season. I'll do the same with Shai, do the same with Beatrice, do the same with Joyce. We'll do the same with, who else?
Lauren.
Lauren. God almighty. Lauren, when you're back, boy, you're going to be sitting right there talking about Harry Kane. And I want to see your tears and I want to drink them. Hey. But let's talk predictions, right? So let's keep it quick and snappy. Let's talk top goal scorer of the season. Who are we putting down?
Haaland.
Haaland?
Haaland.
Haaland. Well, I'm going for somebody different.
Who?
I'm going for Haaland. I'm going for Haaland. Oh, I thought I could be edgy, but I actually cannot think of anyone.
You can't be edgy.
Well, Isak. That guy's going to be injured by December. But anyway, all right, top four. Pip, we'll start with you.
City, Arsenal. I want to see how Man United play. Because I was going to put him in my top four, but I want to see him play tomorrow.
Fair.
I actually do think that Chelsea will come back into the top four, though. I will say that. But, you know, whoever else rounds out that top four, I'm still... Let's talk about this next week. Okay. Because, yeah, I'm still in two minds.
Cool. Ella, top four.
City, Arsenal, United, Liverpool.
Be for real, man. Be fucking for real. All
right.
She's got a backup people, isn't it?
She's got a backup people.
City, that North London club, Chelsea, Manchester United.
Was that retaliation to Ella, or do you genuinely believe that?
I genuinely think that it's going to be like that.
All right. And Premier League winners for 2023-2024.
Man City.
I think it's going to be Man City, but I think we're going to get a return to form that is going to be more interesting. I really do. Like, I think it... What have I said before?
Chelsea off mic.
Listen, but what I will say is that, you know how it was like a two-horse race last year? I think we're going to get a little bit more people in the mix for a longer amount of time. Christmas will still have people elbowing each other.
Ella?
City, clear.
Yeah. I think... I want to see somebody else win. I can't have City turn this league into the Bundesliga whereby Munich just winning week in, week out. I want to say Man United.
What?
Just off the cuff. No. Just off the cuff.
Cook her.
No.
Just off the cuff.
No.
I want to say Man United. I also want to say Arsenal. I want to say anyone but City to win the league. So my prediction will be anyone but City, only because I don't want to see them go fourth time around. But that's all we have time for, everyone. Thank you.
What about Tima?
Oh, wait, sorry. That isn't all we have time for. Guys, so at the beginning of last season, if you were there with us, you'll probably remember there was a bet. And Tima bet that Chelsea will finish above Arsenal. And obviously, Chelsea didn't even finish in the top half of the table. And Arsenal finished second. So the forfeit was that Tima would wear an Arsenal shirt on the first episode of Gold Diggers this season. Tima, would you like to stand up?
This is actually an Arsenal shirt, as you can see. It's the Arsenal badge in the centre, because God forbid that the Arsenal badge will be above my heart. So it has to be in the centre. I also said I would get Arteta 1 on the back, so...
And for anyone who is listening to this on audio, I have a piece of paper where I've written Arteta 1 and sellotaped it to the back of a Chelsea shirt. But
can you show us one more time to that camera?
One more time. Okay.
One more time.
Audio description. Tima is wearing a claret crew neck top with a small Arsenal emblem on the centre and has sellotaped a piece of paper which says Arteta 1 on the back.
There we have it.
Always read your T's and C's, guys. Always read your T's and C's.
Listen, Shai, Joyce, you guys were the ones that sat here and made a bet. Julie, Samantha, you guys will be the judge of if this is acceptable. I know Tiwa Savage is not going to accept this, but let's see how it goes. But anyway,
she's wearing an Arsenal shirt.
She is an Arsenal shirt.
Arteta 1 on the back, which I said I would.
With Arteta 1 on the back. It is a forfeit. It is, man. In my eyes, I think that is forfeit. Completed.
Thank you very much.
Next season, we will have T's and C's. But guys, thank you for watching the first episode back. We will be back next week and the week after that and the week after that and the week after that. We have got much more things coming your way this season. So make sure you make sure you stay subscribed. Make sure you like our content. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at GoldDiggersUK, at GoldDiggersUK _. Make sure you follow us on TikTok too, because we're kind of funny. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week. See ya.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.